Today's Here's to Your Health segment with Dr. T. Glenn Pate is brought to you by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences.
Treating trigeminal neuralgia usually starts with medications to lessen or block the pain signals sent to the brain. Anticonvulsant medications can reduce the frequency of attacks. If a single drug fails to improve symptoms, more than one drug may be used at the same time. Other medications may be tried, particularly if anticonvulsants are not effective or have side effects that are too bothersome. If medication fails to relieve pain or produces intolerable side effects, such as thinking problems, memory loss, excessive fatigue, or bone marrow suppression, the doctor may recommend surgery. Since TN can be a progressive disorder that becomes resistant to medications over time, surgery is a common approach to reducing the risk of future attacks of pain. Some surgeries address TN are done on an outpatient basis, while others are more complex and will need to have a general anesthesia and requires a hospital stay. For Here's to Your Health, I'm Dr. T. Glenn Pate.
Support for Here's to Your Health is provided by the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences for a better state of health through teaching the state's healthcare professionals, healing the sick and injured, searching for new medical treatments, and providing programs that reach into every corner of our state. Visit uamshealth.com.